AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
MyRock Podcast tager med backstage.
Så har julen indfundet sig i MyRock Podcast-studiet. Velkommen indenfor. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard, og i denne episode skal du møde Tommy Johansson. Han er guitarist i Sabaton, og udover det, så er han også forsanger og guitarist i Majestica, tidligere kendt som Rainseed. Og Majestica, det er sådan et svensk power metal band, som i den grad elsker julen. Og derfor så har Tommy og company udgivet et julealbum med power metal. Det lyder måske lidt mærkeligt, men når du hører musikken, så ved du helt præcist, hvad det er, jeg henter til. Julealbummet hedder A Christmas Carol og er baseret på eventyret om Ebenezer Scrooge. I denne episode af MyRock Podcast kan du møde Tommy Johansson til en snak om, hvad Majestica egentlig skulle have heddet, om hvorfor man som power metal band vælger at lave et julealbum, og hvad der er det bedste ved julen for Tommy Johansson. Velkommen til.
Tommy, first of all, thank you for taking your time to talking to MyRock. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm a bit tired because I was up until 5:30 this morning, so I haven't had so much sleep yet.
Whoa, what were you doing?
I was working actually on the computer because now with the release for this album, there's a lot of things that needs to be done. Mm. And today is my girlfriend's birthday, and we have some stuff planned for today. So I needed to do some things that I will not be able to do during the day, just to make sure I manage to get everything done in time. Working on some lyric videos, editing some behind the scenes videos, and stuff like that.
So you're a busy man.
I'm a busy man. Yes, absolutely.
So actually, what are your girlfriends saying to you doing interviews the whole day on her birthday?
She's fine with that, because I mean she's at work now, so that's not a problem. Absolutely not.
And you're gonna get her a big present.
Yes, of course. Excellent. I already gave her a big present, so
excellent. Everything is good. All right. The reason why we're talking, Tommy, is that Majestica is coming out with this new Christmas album, A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
First of all, tell me, why a Christmas album?
Because Christmas is just great. I mean, I love Christmas. Really, Christmas is my favorite holiday. And there's so many things around Christmas that that I really, really like. I mean, in my family, we're a typical Swedish, old-fashioned, traditional Christmas family. Mm. We do the same thing every year. You know, we watch the same TV shows. We eat the same food. We play the same games. And that's something that I really enjoy. Because whatever happens during the year, I mean, I'm away working, touring, and I've been doing this since 2011. It's always nice to have Christmas to come back to, because that's the one time a year that you know will always be just how it has been, always. And also, I love the music that you hear around Christmas. You know, Christmas music has a certain, you know, feeling to it. It gives you a feeling that of excitement, of joy, happiness, you know, a feeling that everything is going to be all right. It makes you happy. Mm. And I always wanted to put that feeling into my music, because music is all about feeling. You get a certain feeling when you listen to a certain song. And I always wanted to put that feeling into my music. And that's why I always wanted to do a Christmas album for many years. So now when this Corona thing happened and I realized, okay, I'm going to be home for, I don't know, maybe a year now. So what should I do with my time? Well, now is a good time to do this Christmas album. So I talked to the guys and I came up with the idea of doing to use the story of A Christmas Carol. And they liked it, so I started to work with this album in March, I think, March or April. So that's why I did a Christmas album. Mm.
Actually, all this talk about Christmas reminds me of what I miss about Christmas, because all this Corona time, one of my colleagues, he's Swedish and he's based in Malmö right now, so he can't come to work. And what he always brings for me for Christmas is the Swedish pepparkaka.
Yes.
God, I miss those.
you don't have those in Denmark?
They're not the same. The Swedish ones, they're thin and crispy, and I don't know what's in them, but they taste different. So I really miss those.
Yeah, I understand.
What is your favorite Christmas food?
I don't know really, because there's so many good things. I mean, we have the sausages, the meatballs. Well, I just love the fact that everything tastes like of the saffron. I don't know the English name for it. Mm-hmm. You know, this little spice that turns your bakery into yellow.
Yeah.
I love that. Also, let me see. Of course. These little tiny Santa Clauses. It's like a pink candy.
Oh yeah, the foam thing.
Yeah, yeah. The foam. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. The foam. Oh yeah, Santas. Yeah, oh, I love those.
That's the same guys that make Spieler, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the same brand. Yeah.
Christmas tastes like childhood, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's why I love Christmas so much. I mean, everyone can feel like a kid again, even if you're a parent. Well, of course, you're wondering, what is there under the Christmas tree? Oh, that's for me. I wonder, what's that? in that Christmas tree. And, you know, when you get the Christmas presents, you feel like a kid again.
Yeah.
Really. And now we have kids in our family again. You know, I have four nieces, and to see them get like, I don't know, 20 Christmas presents, only small things, but the number is the most important thing on Christmas. Not what you get; it's just how many presents you get.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter how much they cost. It doesn't matter. Just as long as there's enough.
Exactly. You can divide like 200 crowns into 10 presents. That doesn't matter. It's the number that's important.
Exactly. So tell me, if you were to choose someone who should join the band, who would you actually choose, and what would be high on your list to have on your album?
I don't know really, because there's so many I would love to have on this album, to have on an album as a guest. I mean, of course, Michael Kiske and Tobias Sammet, you know, Sebastian Bach, my main vocal inspirations. That would be a true honor for me to do a duet with any of those. But it would also be cool if I would do another Christmas album, and I would have, you know, Josh Groban, for example, to have him sing, because he doesn't sing metal at all, but he's a fantastic singer. That would be very, very cool, and it would fit perfect as well.
Is that actually one of the things about Majestica, that it's not there's no boundaries? You can do whatever you want. If for example, Josh Groban, which is quite out of genre, that you could invite him in and do whatever you wanted, because in the form of Majestica, everything is allowed.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is my band. I started it when I was 14 years old under the name Rainseed. We changed the name 2 years ago. And, 2 years ago, we changed the name to Majestica. And, you know, the feeling that I can do whatever I want is very, very necessary, because I need to be able to be creative, not to have any, you know, boundaries or limitations. Like, for example, I love to play guitar in Sabaton, but when it comes to the songwriting, the songs needs to sound like a Sabaton song. The sound, the lyrics need to be about war and military history. But in Majestica, I can write, you know, fast, happy, speed, power metal about dragons if I want to. Mm. And that's something that's it's very important for me to have. So that's why I'm glad I have Majestica as well.
Another night working late for this cold, heartless man.
They say his heart is filled with loneliness and filled with hate. All this time I wondered how it could have been if someone knew just what he needed and took away his act of greed. Of all these years I spent on working for that stubborn man, I realized that wealth and fortune can't bring you all. I can't imagine how his life now could have been if someone took his hand and said, I'll be your friend. Constantly, I can't imagine how my life now would have been if no one had ever taken my hand and said, forever I'm your friend.
And you mentioned it yourself that you changed the name 2 years ago. That was when you joined Nuclear Blast. How did joining Nuclear Blast affect the band?
A lot, actually. It affected the band a lot because we released six albums with under the name Rainseed, where two of the eight albums really, but two of those albums were cover albums. During that time, we did manage to get quite successful at the end, but then at the end of 2013, we started to get some tours coming through Europe. We were planning to go to America to do some shows as well. Things started to finally happen, but then I got burned out and I had to cancel everything because I just couldn't go on. And then we changed the name to Majestica. We got Nuclear Blast behind us, and so many things happened. Of course, it has to do with the music as well. The music and the production, the fact that we used Uli Kusch on the drums on the first album, I think that helped a lot. So and also, coming out as a new band instead of releasing our seventh album, we released our first album. And I think that did quite a lot, actually.
So basically what you're saying is that it was more a personal thing that you had to change the name, like to create a clean slate?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the record label, they suggested that we would change the name. And we said, well, yeah, we were planning to do that. We just haven't figured out the name yet. So they actually helped us to find a new name. But at the end, we came up with a new name. I came up with the name Majestic because I was trying so many names that would fit, instead of Rainseed. But every name wasn't as good enough as Rainseed. Like I said, I had this band since I was 14. That's 19 years now. I mean, of course, that name gets stuck. And then I went back to our albums and I saw that we have one album called Majestic from 2010. So I thought, Majestic. Well, Majestica, maybe, as a tribute to our old, to that album. And the record label, they loved it.
So what other names did you have in mind that didn't make it? What could a Majestic have been?
Well, we were very close to have a Rising Tide and also Alliance, Rising Alliance or something with Alliance, I don't know. We also thought about Crystal Time because Chris from Sabaton, who did the logo and the artwork for our previous album, he came up with a very, very cool logo for Crystal Time. But they didn't really like the name, but they liked the logo. And there were some more names, I don't remember, but Rising Tide was the one that we almost got. But the record label, they didn't feel like it was the best name. And eventually we agreed to that and changed it. Found a new name, so Majestica became our new name.
And the first album of Majestica came out mid-2019, Above the Sky. You had more or less half a year as a normal band with promotions, shows and whatnot. And then the world, went crazy with Corona. How did that influence being up, not a new band, but a new constellation in some sort that you suddenly got, exploded?
Yeah, it was good and bad. I mean, it was bad because we were starting to go out. We had two tours planned with Majestica, one with Twilight Force that was canceled just before it happened because of Corona. And then we had another tour planned during the summer, but we had to cancel that as well before we could announce it. And also next fall, we're planning a tour, but as it looks right now, it may not happen even next year. And we had some festivals planned in Czech Republic and, Grass Pop, main stage on Grass Pop.
Mm.
So finally things are going to happen, and we were going to have the time to tour and to do these big shows, because, I mean, with Sabaton, it's quite hard to tour with another band at the same time. But this year it would have been possible. Mm. So that's bad. But the good thing is that we had the time to work on this album.
Mm. And with Corona, it doesn't look that it's gonna release its grasp on the world. So what are you gonna do in the future? Are you gonna work on another? Can we call it a normal Majestica album, or are you gonna work with Sabaton? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna do both. I mean, I already started to work on a new regular album with Majestica earlier this year. I started with that. So I mean, if I get inspired, if I get some inspiration, I cannot, you know, put that aside and say, no, I cannot write regular power metal. I need to write Christmas power metal. So if I come up with an idea, I record it in my computer so I can save it. And so we have a lot of songs that would fit perfect for the next album. But yeah, we also have ideas for another Christmas album already. Maybe not next year, but the year after that.
And just here at the end of the interview, for those who haven't heard the Christmas songs from Majestica, can you please tell me how does power metal sound when it's Christmassy? Is just adding sleigh bell, or what are you doing?
Well, it sounds, you know, like regular power metal, but it's very symphonic. We add, of course, a lot of sleigh bells, glockenspiel, tumbler bells, chimes, those kind of typical Christmas instruments. But we also add Christmas melodies to it. I mean, we have the entire album is, of course, A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, as a theme throughout the entire album. But we also have Christmas melodies everywhere. It's not like, you know, it's not a cover album. We have original songs written, but most of the melodies are well-known melodies from, I mean, Jingle Bells, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, you know, melodies like that. All the time. So you really, you know, for every song, there's at least 5 Christmas melodies that you can recognize, and you will listen to it and you will be like, oh yeah, I know this one. Cool.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
Tommy, thank you so much for your time. Have a good Christmas. Celebrate your girlfriend when she gets home from work, and well, get some sleep so you can enjoy your day.
Yeah, I will.
Myra Podcast.
Disse var ordene fra Tom Johansson, forsanger og guitarist i Majestica og guitarist i svenske Sabaton. A Christmas Carol er ude lige nu, så har du lyst til mere symfonisk power metal julemusik, jamen så ligger landet altså åben. Her fra My Rock Podcast redaktionen vil vi gerne sige glædelig jul, godt nytår, vi høres ved på den anden side. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard, tusind tak fordi du lyttede med.
My Rock. My Rock.